Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The International Coalition to Counter the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL, continues to grow in size and effectiveness. More than 60 nations have joined the coalition to support Iraq in the fight against ISIL. Iraq's coalition partners, said Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIL, General John Allen, are providing far more than military support. They are taking leading roles to stop the flow of foreign fighters, to limit ISIL's financing, to provide humanitarian assistance to its victims, and to defeat ISIL where they can do incredible harm, and that is in the virtual space, in the marketplace of ideas. Nations from Morocco to Germany and Kuwait are helping to steer these efforts. On the military side, 12 countries of the coalition have committed to train Iraq security forces at several locations across Iraq, an effort that is now well underway, said General Allen. And 8 coalition partners are also participating in airstrikes over Iraq, coordinating their support with Iraqi leadership on the ground. The Iraqi government has taken critical steps towards reform, and in response, the United States has increased its support for Iraq's security forces. The U.S. recently delivered 250 mine-resistant, armor-protected vehicles. This will significantly contribute to the mobility of Iraqi forces, said General Allen, and protect allies' military operations. This contribution was in addition to a $500 million investment in small arms and ammunition, which was delivered last year. In December, the U.S. appropriated $1.6 billion to train and equip Iraqi security forces for the future. Iraq is on the front lines of global conflict, as was demonstrated in the recent bloody terrorist attack in Paris. Before that, terrorists struck in Sydney, Ottawa, and Brussels. Clearly, ISIL is a global threat, said General Allen, that demands a global response. And that is why the world is coming together to support the brave Iraqis on the front line fighting this terrible enemy.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.